this week on Video Death Loop. And also, SCART cables! Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here to my right, looking and nodding as he's like, yeah, I am the one. I am the co-host. I know what to do now. His name is Aaron Littleton.
So I would consider that I was nodding in a sage-like manner.
Like a sage? If you had the wistful beard, you'd be stroking it.
Yeah, basically, you've got your eyes closed and you're just sort of this shallow nod, whereas yes, I'm aware of all of this and much more. Thank you.
It's like surely these people need more training in the podcast arts.
The podcast arts. Yeah, we've got a black belt from Video Death Loop. It's kind of like getting your black belt in the karate studio next to the Kroger. You know, it's like
you gotta sure. as you're punching, you're like wooden blocks are being like cut in half, like being broken in half while you're saying interesting tidbits on a microphone.
Right.
Just like ha! Investigative journalism, ha!
Yes, exactly. It's something like that. I don't know. Hey, before we get started, I gotta do a shout out to the boys over in Machete Clan.
Oh yeah, thank you, Machete Clan.
Yeah, they were. We watched their video last week. They're on their ARC video, and we had a couple emails back and forth with them, and they linked us on their Facebook. And through the whole thing, they were just the chillest dudes.
Yeah, they were on the ARC.
Super on the like. If on the ARC is being a cool and polite and
cool
neat individual, then yeah, that's what they were. I was really pleased. We spoke with them a little bit, and they were really nice. And go check them out. They're on Bandcamp and Facebook. Just search for Machete Clan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like it was R-A-R-K, was it?
Rark.
Rark. Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you type that
all
in.
Those links are on the post for that episode, too.
Yeah, they figured out the trademark on Rark, basically. And like Rark trademark, they...
Is it New Zealand trademark? Does that extend to the United States?
You know, I think internet, like through the magic of the internet somehow. Like they, New Zealand, like Machete Clan... Like wrote an envelope down with the word RARC on it and send it to the U.S. to get that copyright.
Yeah, to prove they did it before. Yeah. I was in a tech business technology class during my brief stint in grad school, and we had a lady come in that worked for a big chemical company,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they did medicinal research and stuff, and she was
medicinal blaze it.
Yeah, I've got a medicinal card for Tylenol. So
I can take up to eight
this was not the Tylenol Corporation.
All right, go
so on. We were talking I think at the time about trademarks and how to trademark things, and it basically boiled down to her saying trademarks are expensive and a lot of the times we just don't get them or whatever. Whatever you do for medicine. Yeah, it's like if we develop a medicine and we think it has limited applicability, we just won't trademark it because it's not worth anyone else's time to develop it. Or maybe they just trademark it in the United States.
That's a dismissal attitude, I would say, because they're just going to give it like a normal common name anyway.
You're talking
it's not going to be our brand name in the end.
Well, it's not just the name. It's like the whatever you get, the trademark or the whatever it is on medicine. Mm. I don't remember. That's how great I did at grad school. But the only... whatever you get to protect that, they're just like, if it's only going to make in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's not worth it because it's so expensive to get a trademark. It's in I think they said north of $60,000 to get a trademark on a medicine.
Yeah.
So it's completely pointless to try and protect it because they're just not going to make it. Which is like,
it's kind of
wow,
it's a depressing attitude. It's like, why bother?
Yeah, exactly. We've got medicine, but who gives a shit?
Just sell. How much will we cost? Oh, skyrocket that 10,000%.
Right, yeah.
Aaron, are you ready for a video?
Yeah, I'm ready for a video.
You have no idea what it is?
Nope.
Okay. I barely know what it is because I seen it and I decided like it's too, I need to do dumb things with it. So, okay. All right, we're going to start it in 3, 2, 1.
What is this?
Like, you got to turn it up because there's some sweet ass techno going on.
I hear some techno. It's like a grainy video that looks like it's from YouTube 2006 with a raccoon.
With a raccoon. Look at those eyes. A raccoon. The eyes of a raccoon.
He's trying to get in through the dog door or yeah, something.
I mean, like, there's a door there. And it's got it. It's got to turn it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's playing like sort of like mystery or spy techno. And this raccoon is trying to get into someone's house. Seems like it's succeeding. It
seems like the owner doesn't give a shit, actually.
Really? Just, this is a really creepy video. I don't know if this is creepier than that dog video that you brought. What is it with you? Creepy animal videos, Sean.
The cute puppy. The puppy was cute.
It was also... Oh, it is stealing the rug?
Stealing the rug. What? Rugs taste good, apparently, to this
rug. This raccoon just wants a rug. A raccoon. Is the proper pronunciation raccoon or raccoon?
I always went raccoon.
I did raccoon too.
Emphasis on the rack.
The rack, yeah. The rack. It's a raccoon.
Raccoon. You want to know?
This.
That's the New Zealand raccoon.
Yeah, it's a raccoon.
Raccoon. It's basically like you can find them in sheds and KFCs.
There you go. Yeah, what does he want with this mat? Like, I bet there's a welcome mat outside the door. Is he just breaking into this person's house for the thrill of it?
I don't, like, you know, like a raccoon, they're very handy creatures. They right. They want to touch things and take them and wash them and do things whatever with them, basically. Right. So maybe it's like, look at this, I can steal it. Also, this is totally not the original video as assumed by the techno remix yeah. happening in the background. What?
This is okay. So this raccoon,
the raccoon
is busting into this guy's house, or I presume it's a guy. It could be a lady, or just anyone, right? Breaking into this house,
yeah.
And it's going after this rug,
it just
takes the rug and goes. It's the first thing that it encounters and it steals it. And it sometimes makes me wonder if animals mean to do anything, or if they just something happens, they just go with it. Like, one time I watched this video, and it was of a pelican, right? Like, a pelican with a big-ass mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess that was a pelican. I mean, and so, like, a small bird sort of, like, was, like, flopping around, flying around, and it flew into the pelican's mouth. Like, it wasn't like the pelican chased it. It just flew into the pelican's mouth, and then it started trying to get out, and the pelican was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat this bird. And then the pelican ate the other bird?
Wait, hold on. Like, a bird flew in its mouth?
Yeah, a bird. Another bird, a pelican, which is a bird,
yeah.
had another small bird fly into its mouth. It didn't look like the pelican honestly cared that this bird went in. It didn't look like
this is a daily thing. Like, this like happens once a week for
right.
this
pelican. Right, but this the pelican's like, well, it's in my mouth, so I guess I'm just going to eat it. And it's just like, it's just yes and his life. It was like, and I feel like it's this raccoon. It's like, I'm going to break into this house. Hey, here's a rug. Sure, why not? I'm going to steal it. He didn't go any further. He's like, yeah. what treasures could lie beyond the rug?
It could be like a very situation where the raccoon opens up the doggy door. Doggy door is clear, by the way, so you can see that something is on the other side. It is interested. It can open this up. It is curious. It sees maybe some leftover food crumbs. Right. And they're like something small.
I get the impression that maybe the raccoon's paws just got caught on the rug, and he was not really trying to steal this rug. And it just started like trailing his
maybe
paws
he
as it was caught. Yeah, and he's like, fuck, I guess I'll steal. See, look, it's stuck. It's stuck. He's like, whatever.
No, but he takes his hand off of it and he grabs it with his mouth.
It's stuck at first, then his hand breaks free, but then he just goes with it. He's like, I'm already halfway through stealing this rug. I'm just going to go with it. Like the pelican eating the other little bird. It just, something happened and he just went with it.
That's the homeowners association raccoon, man. He's like, hey, look, I noticed that you're not very welcoming when you come up to your place. It's like, I think you need your welcome mat on the outside.
He's just moving it outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, look, I know how there's, like, I played Animal Crossing. I know how these things work. So,
The raccoons played Animal Crossing? Well, which Animal Crossing, John?
Oh, probably the first one on GameCube.
No, I imagine, yes. Okay, fine. It's the GameCube one.
Okay,
sure. I was about to say, maybe this raccoon is a big importer of games, and it played the original one on the 64 disk drive?
No.
Raccoon, that would have raccoon have to store a lot of shiny change to get that.
So, I mean, look at he's effective. Like, how much do you think he could fence? How much could he fence this rug for to bankroll his import video game addiction?
Plain white rug, formerly used in a plain white floor, upwards of $1.
When do you think he gets a dollar out of it?
I think he can get a dollar.
Dude, this video. This video is a minute. I'm gonna look at the video length. So the video is 1 minute long. Mm-hmm. It is exactly 1 minute long from what I can see.
Yeah.
Or maybe 59 seconds. If he gets a buck every minute, that raccoon's doing pretty well.
But you got to be like, you got to be a quick raccoon. Okay, you got to be a quick raccoon.
There's travel time in between houses. So yeah, you got to assume that he's one every... Let's give him a minute to find another house to steal a $1 item from.
You have to know that like this house has a doggy door or something they can break into.
This raccoon's making $30 an hour at that rate.
Oh man, that's a variable rate though.
Yeah.
I mean like you have good days and bad days on commissions like that.
But as far as I'm concerned, like if he's just importing video games, because the raccoon, he's not paying anything.
How's the raccoon importing video games?
How's he importing video games? How's he playing video games? He just is. It's just the kind of raccoon he is, Sean. It's just the kind of raccoon this raccoon is.
Does this raccoon have a house?
He does have a house.
It's
not like a human house. It's not what you and I would consider a house. It's someone's shed. Okay. It's a shed on a property that's disused. It has electricity running to it. We know that because he's playing video games in it.
Right.
Import video games.
What import systems would a raccoon
have? We know he has the GameCube. He does not have a Japanese GameCube. He's modded it.
Okay.
Because raccoons are quite dexterous, are they not? So he's learned. He's got the soldering iron, and he's soldered in a mod chip so he can play video games.
Grabbed it in there just like he accidentally ran, like he accidentally figured it out, basically.
Yeah.
But he not only modded it, but he had to wait till until TVs got like a flat screen TV because they were easier to steal.
Oh yeah.
Like and they're lighter. You can get around it. But then he had to wait for like HDMI mods for GameCubes to happen because he doesn't want to deal with all that latency of classic video game systems.
Dude, for him, he got a FrameMaster day one. Day one, he dropped the money on a FrameMaster. No OSCC for this kid. It's a FrameMaster or nothing. He's upscaling. He's dropping that latency down to milliseconds, unnoticeable milliseconds.
His nest is made of SCART cables.
Yes, it is. Yes, he curls up in a pile of SCART cables.
Just
blasts some EDM. Like the music on this video.
Plays Spy Break over and over again from the Matrix soundtrack.
What are some good raccoon-focused video games? So he likes Mario 3.
Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper.
Yeah. Like
the, Sly Cooper. He's
actually a thieving raccoon.
Yeah, he's way into Sly Cooper.
Yeah. Pretty cosplays him at local cons. Yep. No one realizes he's there, but, you know. Just... He's really into it.
It's called Recon. It's a con for raccoons. Because John, this raccoon, our raccoon, Recon, he doesn't exist in a vacuum. You have to imagine,
right?
Like someone somewhere, like his older brother's friend. Whenever he was in middle school, his older brother had this friend, and they went over to his. You know, his older brother's house, his older brother's friend's house one time. Mm-hmm. And he had an import, he had a Super Famicom.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, why is your SNES weird? Oh, it's a Super Famicom. It's like, you can import it from Japan. And it got stuck in his head. So he's not the only raccoon that's way big into, import Japanese media.
So he's a raccoon. Kuntaku? I'm trying to make that work. It doesn't work. No, it does not work.
Don't even try.
Rakko.
A Rakutaku?
Rakutaku.
Rakutaku.
Yeah.
So he beds up on a pile of SCART cables. He's got all of his import systems.
checking up on the wiki to see optimal timing for systems.
Yeah, he's been trying to learn Japanese. He just can't quite commit enough to it.
Yeah.
He can kind of make out a word here and there. So he's playing all these games. And he has no idea. It doesn't matter, though, for him, right? Because he doesn't read English. No. He's just a raccoon.
No, It's actually kind of impressive that he gets so far, actually.
Right, yeah. And so it's like Japanese, English. It doesn't matter. Mod he can't understand he can any of this shit. Yeah. Like, no, you can mod ship without reading.
Yeah.
It's just knowing, like, how to solder and where to stick that thing. That's doable.
Sometimes he uses soldering iron to break into houses to steal more carpet.
Yeah, if you need to. If you gotta melt that lock and get right in.
Not that we need to go any more specific with it, but when the Marriott in Atlanta was getting rid of their carpet, this raccoon was there.
Yes, he was.
That is a specific as hell reference. Marriott carpet, Dragon Con for life.
Right. Sure. So, says the guy with a framed piece of Marriott carpet on his wall.
You better watch out. Raccoon's going to steal it soon.
So he's got this whole community around him. It's like the Raccoon Anime Club.
Yeah.
He likes anime.
They argue between raccoon subs and raccoon dubs.
Ultimately, they're like, we don't understand fucking any of this. So it does not matter. Yeah, but you can hear the emotion more in the Japanese originals.
Shut up, Ricky Tikki.
What the fuck are you even doing in here, Ricky Tikki Tabby? It's like a mink, isn't he? Like,
yeah,
what's
I think
Ricky Tikki?
A mink?
He's yeah. hunting snakes.
Yeah, just
or
like,
a ferret? Is he a ferret? Ferret?
Actually, I think he's a ferret.
It's like the same fucking thing. Like, yeah, same animal. I can see. Yeah, he's like the one weirdo that goes to Raccon.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this is for raccoons, right?
Yeah,
not for ferrets.
It's like, shut up! I like hiding things too. We can hide things together.
What did you think about those new Ava movies? What? Like, get out of here. Ferret doesn't even watch Ava. Get out of Raccon. It's like, fuck, I hate these little cons.
Raccoon, you know, like, ferrets are just stuck on the current isekai trend. Where, like stuck, like, ferrets in another world anime,
right.
Eating foods. Actually, that sounds really right up their alley. Just...
Like, we had a really good week for downloads last week, and then the next week,
right? Oh, yeah,
what about isekai anime? What about GameCube mod chips?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We gotta get all in. We gotta go. Raccoons are stealing carpet. We don't know how to deal with it. Obviously, they're playing video games in their shed.
That's right. That's what's going on. So Raccon's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Raccon, it's coming up pretty soon. He's trying to save up. He's got to get all of the pieces together for his Sly Cooper outfit. What does Sly Cooper wear? He has like one of those like 1920s newsy hats, right?
Yeah, like a scarf and...
Oh, a scarf. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a newsy guy. Yeah.
A newsy?
Yeah.
What's a thief look like? Like a newsie?
The color's enough.
Newsies get a bad fucking rap.
Newsies will slit your throat if you don't watch it.
It's coming back.
Evening edition goes a long way. You go hard for it.
It's coming back. A couple years ago, I was up in D.C., and there was this huge sign that the Newsies touring Broadway musical was coming through. I'm like, what the fuck is Newsies doing? Like, touring. Wasn't that movie from the 90s? But it's super big. Like, people weigh into Newsies these days.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with the Newsie crowd.
Just like you're the newsies, the newsies,
newsie-cond.
Yeah. Is that in New Zealand?
New Zealand, newsie-con. Yep, that's right.
That's and there went all the rest of those downloads.
So the newsie-con is happening right next to Raccon.
Oh yeah,
they've got they're like the ballrooms are right next to each other, and things are getting heated.
Oh yeah,
because finally our raccoon, he's got a Sly Cooper outfit put together. People keep thinking he's a newsie.
It's like no,
like it's like no.
In Raccoon Screech,
he's like now I have a premium subscription to Crunchyroll. Sure you do, kid. Get over there and talk about the 1920s or whatever the fuck you're into.
I can't even sing.
Yeah, well, we know you. You're just a fan. You can't even do. It's like, no, I'm big into SCART cables. I sleep on SCART cables. Sure you do, kid. Sure you do.
If you're so big into SCART cables, what setting's your Framemeister at? It's like...
I can't read. Fuck off. Who knows what it's on?
It looks good.
It looks fine. I've tested
it. My pixels are crisp.
God, Raccon drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, fine. And of course, the con, like, is like, because it's also operated by, it's for raccoons by raccoons.
Right, yeah. And it's just raccoons all the way down.
Yeah, like
it happens in a dumpster.
Basically is just
outside the local Marriott.
That is the ballroom, sir.
Yeah.
that is the premium ballroom. The panels are happening in the circular trash cans outside the menu.
Right, yeah, this little ones. Yeah, the yeah. Small panels.
If you if you have any complaints, you can get an hour in the trash ball pit. Just the trash can they didn't clean out.
So my raccoon would be way into that. Yeah. So our raccoon,
pretty good.
So our raccoon dressed as Sly Cooper vows next year that he's going to start his own raccoon convention.
Oh no, that's not a good start.
A splintering in the nerd raccoon social scene here in this little town.
All causing all sorts of drama on the raccoon Facebook.
Yeah.
Which everyone's profile picture on the raccoon, it just has the raccoon eyes where they're like in this video,
right?
Where just the lights shining on them and it look all possessed. Everyone looks possessed on this all thing.
All the filters for taking your picture to put on raccoon Facebook, they all just do the dark out with the crazy eye pop. Like, I'm sure raccoons see a difference. Like, it's for us.
No,
it's
no.
It's
we
insane.
If a normal human would look at it, it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of pictures of raccoons. Why do they have friends? So, okay, so he's starting his own convention.
Right.
He, like, obviously people are either on board or not on board.
Right.
And they're trying to, like, he's trying to make it work. But, you know, this raccoon's never put on a convention before. He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, he doesn't.
He knows how to import SCART cables.
Right. He gets some of his internet friends that are not even local to be, like, the officers for the convention.
Oh, yeah.
To be the people that will help.
Yeah, they're just, like way up north.
Yeah. You would know them. They're from Canada.
Yeah.
They're legends in the CRT gaming scene in Canada.
We got a competitive Smash raccoon coming in.
This one guy, he has two copies of Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Oh, he stole both of them.
Yeah, get that.
From humans who paid way too much. The funny part was both of those copies were just left outside right by like where the carpet for the doggy door right. was. Yeah. It's like, my copy of Panzer Dragoon is just safe here.
It's
just
safe.
Lying in front yeah. of this doggy door.
My dog protects it.
Yeah. My dog will never do anything to it. Basically. Where's my copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga?
Oh no.
There's like a raccoon skittering off.
Canadian raccoon running away with copies. Two copies.
Oh, that's an impressive feat. Those Saturn boxes are huge.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, can you even get out of a doggy door?
No, I mean,
if you like take it out like vertically oriented, I imagine.
If you like kind of shifted to the side, you could
get it out. I mean, this raccoon gets a rug out.
Oh yeah,
admittedly, a rug is kind of floppy, but it's big.
Oh yeah,
and it gets it out.
I mean, like if you believe it, raccoons will steal anything.
Right. Yeah.
So if you believe in raccoon, the raccoon will steal it.
So this strange small town in Canada, everyone just keeps their copies, their valuable video game copies right next to the doggy door.
It's Canada's secret Fort Knox. It's where they keep all the copies of Panzer Dragoon Saga that were meant for sale but didn't. Canada, here's what happened. Canada bought all of them up.
Oh,
and
they
have them in secret, like in case in case inflation ever happens or the price on the Canadian dollar just goes downhill fast.
Right.
They're just gonna like sell some of those on eBay. Every time they do, they just that evens out.
So it's like the National Reserve. It's like Fort Knox, where like America has its gold reserve.
Yeah,
Canada has a reserve of mint, pristine, unopened copies of Panzer Dragoon Saga for the Sega Saturn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it is just as good as probably, if not better than gold.
Like per ounce. Yeah, you may be right. Like, if you measure those things per ounce.
Yeah.
That's possible. What's an unopened copy of Panzer Dragoon these days?
Well, I know an open copy is, like, $600.
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you're probably, like, $1,000, like, per copy for complete in-box, like, unopened.
easily, if not more.
Yeah.
If what is gold per ounce usually?
I don't know. Like, we've had a lot of the gold speculation, but I'm pretty sure it's under $1,000 per ounce.
See?
At this point. Yeah.
Canada knows what's up.
They fucking do. That's the Canadian dollar going gangbusters. Yeah. It's all backed up. Like that copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga.
You know who's not been taken over by crypto crazy?
Right.
Canada.
They've already got, they've got a digital currency already.
It's on compact disc.
That's right.
Produced by Sega.
The one true medium. It's just like Bitcoin. You know, they just got to physically, like, you can put a Bitcoin on a disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the same thing, man. It's just the same thing.
It just happens you can play this if you want. Sell it on eBay.
Exactly.
Well, I guess you could sell the CDR. Said one. You could. I bet there is. Like, if you look on eBay, they're like, there's probably like one Bitcoin and just like CDR that says one beat Bitcoin.
Oh man!
And it doesn't have anything on it; just a blank CDR. I guarantee.
Oh, I'm gonna run
that
eBay scheme so bad.
Oh,
where you just say like, I found the disc in the trash. You're buying it as is.
Yeah, for parts.
For parts, yes. I don't know what could be on it.
It's a circular disc. This is one BTC and has a sun in the corner. The sun is smiling.
Wasn't there a dude that said that he had burned a bunch of Bitcoins to like a DVD-R? I mean, he bought a bunch of Bitcoins early on and then just threw it away.
Oh.
And so like somewhere out there in a dumpster, there's a flash drive or a DVD-R or something that's got like the equivalent of like $15 million of Bitcoin sitting on it.
I have no doubt if it's like they didn't encrypt their wallet in any way or whatnot, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So go dumpster diving.
Yeah, raccoon. That's how this all got started. One of the raccoons found that flash drive.
Found the flash drive. That's what bankrolled Raccoon.
Yeah, like that. That's why Raccoon was so much of a success. This raccoon, though, he's just a fan. He doesn't have access to that cash flow.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have angel investors.
Nope.
Just he's just working his carpet job, stealing carpet from the local suburbia.
And he's making $30 an hour. We've established that.
Yeah.
And he's you know, he's able to import whatever he wants. He's got a low overhead as far as, you know, lifestyle goes.
But he might have bit off more than he could chew.
Like, with starting his own convention, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, like, and like, he doesn't have any local help for it, so he's just, and the local convention center, their trash cans are already in, like, they're already in the paws of the other raccoons, like the other raccoon.
Yeah, he's having to get outside of like the hotel circuit. You know, he's checking out like the dumpsters at McDonald's and stuff. They're all booked up for like raccoon business meetings, and
but
he's getting way far out. He thinks maybe there's a jet ski dealership out on the edge of town that'll let them use their dumpster, but there's not going to be a lot of scraps in there, so they're not going to be real happy.
Indeed, and it's actually going to be the point where he's realized he's going to get outside help. And he's got to talk to Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Oh, God. He's got to get the ferret community involved.
Yeah.
Fuck, that is desperate.
Yeah, but he knows. Like, he realizes, I can't do this on my own. I'm going to have to. Like, everyone else is already for Raccoon.
Yeah. The only other outcast from Raccoon is Ricky Tikki Tavi, the actual fucking ferret from the movies. Who's like 50 years old at this point, imagine.
Yeah, and he's definitely a guest of honor. That's the part of the deal. He's like, I'll help you out, but
it's going to be called Ferret Con.
And we got to talk about Gundam movie for an hour.
Oh, God damn it. You have such basic taste in anime. Gundam Wing.
We're going to watch Endless Waltz and you're going to like it.
I'm going to have a postmortem for Endless Waltz. But you didn't work on Endless Waltz. It doesn't matter. I'm that big of a fan.
God, it sucks. And then because you have opposable thumbs, you're going to help me build this model.
It's going to be an all-day Saturday thing.
Yeah.
People watch us build a model.
And he's like, well, it's worth it if my convention goes through. Because there's two other days. We can do other stuff Friday and Sunday.
It's a four-day convention?
At least a three-day convention. Man. Yeah. I mean, like I said, he bit off a lot. He bit off more than he could chew.
Made a lot of promises on Twitter that he cannot take back at this point.
He definitely promised that Hideki Anno from Ava was going to be there. first human guest good. At a raccoon convention.
He's having a lot of money trouble. He's really having to work. He's starting to have to work during the day stealing people's, you know, welcome mats.
That seems like the best time to steal welcome mats, though.
He's kind of starting to flood the market a little bit, the reused welcome mat. So he's stealing more, but per welcome mat, he's making less and less. Like, he's deflated their value down to like 65, 66 cents at this point.
Oh, no. He's got to start stealing other things.
Yeah, like, no, he's you know, looked into it, but really he feels most comfortable with welcome mats.
You don't have to go very far.
Yeah.
Most people, let's be honest, most people put them on the outside, pretty easy to steal.
Yeah, they get replaced fairly quickly. Like, the video we're watching is actually one of the harder welcome mats it is, because it is inside.
Yeah, and he's looking around, and you're like, there are clearly other things he could steal.
Yeah, but he's into that welcome mat.
It's super into it. It's rubbery, it's made of that good material.
Yeah, he's got his okay, so Rikki Tikki Tavi has arranged to use a dumpster. It's not the best dumpster. It's the dumpster, it's outside of a Home Depot.
His mom works there.
Yeah,
cool.
His mom works at the Home Depot. It's fine. Rikki Tikki Tavi's mom, his 60-year-old mother.
Yeah,
both just ancient, I imagine, by ferret age.
Oh yeah,
but she's just one of those ladies just gonna keep on working forever.
Yeah, just doesn't, like, can't stop, won't stop.
Right. So like, she's cleared it with their assistant manager that they can get to have their little convention out in the Home Depot dumpster. They got to deal with, like, maybe there's going to get some nails thrown on them while they're back there at some point.
Some nail. That's good. That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's also next to the Pizza Hut, so it's, like, within walking distance of, like, other trash cans. So, like, you know,
so it's not the best.
It's serviceable. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But they've got to get that down payment ready, and it's just not coming together.
Yeah. It's about like a week before the convention too. At this point, like, he's just trying to he's making promises that he can't keep. He's trying to he's got a loan. He accidentally figured out how to apply for a loan. he thought he was importing a copy of Shenmue.
Oh, fuck.
Shenmue 2 on Dreamcast.
He can't read.
No.
He just started signing documents.
Yeah. And he somehow applied for a loan and got human money out of it.
What? He can't use that. He's going to get that converted over to Raccoon Bucks.
Yeah. That's where his Canadian friends come in.
The digital currency of record. All raccoons deal only with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they're way ahead of us.
Yeah, the exchange rate for dollars, the raccoon bucks, is not in favor of the dollar.
No.
So he loses a lot just getting it converted to raccoon bucks.
But I think it's going to be just enough, and I think it's going to be worth it to do so, because, like, he will be able to run this convention. And, like he's just banking on the, like, he's not paying Hideaki Anno to show up, just talk about Ava.
Right.
He just, like, he's going to assume he shows up because, like, that
yeah. He's just going to publicize it and hope that Hideaki Anno gets confused enough to show up.
And it was like, oh, he canceled at the last minute. Oh, no.
So, of course, there are, you know, it's the Home Depot is in, like, a shopping center. There's, like, lots of, you know, dumpsters back there. There's the Pizza Hut. There's a Pizza Hut Express. You know, like one of those, like, you can't eat out, you can only order out from.
Well,
there's
if you're eating from the trash can, every Pizza Hut's a depressed.
Yeah, it's fine. So there's the Kroger. There's the place you can get your black belt in podcasting.
Yeah.
That dojo right next to
the
Kroger.
They got a deal with the raccoons there who have their own podcast. It's called Trash Death Loop.
Trash Death Loop. It's just they, like, look at one piece of trash and try not to eat it.
It's a lot of, I'm going to eat that. No, don't eat that. And they make a story about the banana peel or whatever.
Right.
It's pretty good.
They watched this video from New Zealand. It's the New Zealand con, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just, our guy's like, fucking more newsies. That's what got me started in this in the first place. Yeah.
But he lets it slide. He's like that's a partnership event. That's not an official event of... What is this convention called?
Oh, man. Sometimes when you get beef like this, they sort of flop the names around.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like the Conrack.
Conrack.
it's Ferricon presents Conrack.
And that's already some controversy right there. It's like, what are you letting the ferret fandom community take control?
Yeah, remember, like, the Rikki Tikki Tavi forced him to make a Farrakhan event.
But like, he seems like he's muscling in more and more on this. Like,
yeah,
it's like featuring more. Like it seems less like what our raccoon friend wanted to deal with, and what more like what Ricky Tikki Tavi wants in the scene.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's starting to, like, as it comes closer and closer, he's not happy with where things are going, but he's making it work. He's making it work.
Like, let me just ask my mom if you've got a problem with that. I don't know. Maybe you can find a different Home Depot with a different dumpster to have your convention in.
Holding a lot above his raccoon hands, just his raccoon head, if you will. Just so
it's the day of the convention. He sold like 24 tickets. None of his internet friends are going to make it.
They hit like on Raccoon Facebook, though.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is great. This is great. Wish I could be there.
And a lot of replies like, I wish I could be there, but I'm having to run through the forest and play the leaves.
got a big heist on the National Panzer Dragoon Saga Reserve planned. Go to 3 copies, baby!
Pretty good.
Yeah. He's the richest raccoon of them all.
So he's like as he's going through this, and he's like realizing that slowly Ricky Tikki Tavi and his mom is taking over this convention, basically.
Right.
He's realizing he's got to make his own heist on his own convention to make things even things out, basically.
So the day of the convention comes, and he's like, he finally gets the email from Ricky Tikki Tavi that Ricky Tikki Tavi's basically done everything. Like, at this point, he's completely taken over.
Yeah.
And he's just like, fuck it, man. I'm just going to stay home and play Smash.
Yeah.
On GameCube.
Smash Melee, baby.
Later that day, he sees a news story.
From a newsie comes by.
A newsie comes by. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
It's like some
horrific dumpster fire behind Home Depot. He's like, God bless you, newsie.
God bless
us. God bless us, everyone.
Let me load up my Animal Crossing save. I'm happy. Okay. Happy.
It's a weird town, John.
It's a weird town where weird, a lot of weird things
weird
happen.
Raccoony town.
Like, the humans actually don't do anything at all in this town. They just
manufacture, sell, and purchase welcome mats.
Yeah.
And then replace when those welcome mats.
And don't question
mats inevitably go missing.
And never question why they were taken in the first place.
Sounds like humans.
Yeah.
I want to go to Raccoon Convention. I bet that'd be sick.
I bet it'd be fun, man. I bet they probably have the wildest parties.
I bet they do.
They just like taking food items and washing them and then eating them.
Yeah. Come to the sexy room party. Everybody wears masks. That's all the fucking time with you raccoons.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna climb up a tree later. All right. Well, that was Video Death Loop.
That was Video Death Loop.
Yep, that is what you can expect when you subscribe to Video Death Loop on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever.
Overcast.
Wherever you find us, we're there waiting for you.
You kind of can't get away.
Or your friends. If you tell your friends, they're in the loop now. They're in the death loop.
The death loop. The raccoon death loop. Video trash loop.
I think it's a trash. Video trash loop is a lot better.
Yeah,
I think.
Video trash loop.
Yeah. The VTL.
Yeah. We like those guys.
Yeah. They're
shout out.
Shout out to Video Trash Loop.
Good raccoons out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat that garbage.
They did a really good episode that involved like a half eaten Fig Newton.
Oh yeah, that's a good pretty, one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Like they really go all out on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it looked delicious.
They fucked that Fig Newton up.
No doubt. The you can email us questions, because I'm sure you have many, many, many questions for us at questions@videodeathloop.com. Find us on Facebook or Twitter or the thing that you like to do things at. Where is that everything?
Yeah, the things that you like to do things at. That's how we sign out every week.
Yeah, we just, you know, like, it's like, I like to do things at the mall. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Your mall.
Tell us where your mall is at questions@videodeathloop.com. All right, next week, Aaron's going to be hosting.
Yep.
And he'll have a video.
Yep.
And I will not know what it is.
Yep.
And yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
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 Bye.
Bye.